Bernie Sanders shows squad support, hashtag I stand with Ilhan. By Hannah Blow on July 18, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, explicitly expressed support for the controversial squad member known for her history of anti-Semitic statements and criticisms of America. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN. Following President Trump's rally in Greenville, North Carolina on Wednesday. Trump took aim at each individual squad member during the rally in Greenville and criticized Omar specifically for her history of anti-Semitic statements. The crowd expressed outrage, briefly shouting "Send her back!" in unison. Omar responded by tweeting a poem by Maya Angelou. Numerous political figures came to her defense. Sanders followed suit, tweeting the hashtag #IStandWithIlhan on both of his verified Twitter accounts. Omar has been under fire for her history of anti-Semitic statements and anti-America remarks. As Breitbart News detailed, Omar has a long history of anti-Israel statements that have included anti-Semitic themes, such as suggesting that Jews control the world. In 2012, she tweeted, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." Local Jewish community leaders in Minnesota staged an intervention before she took up her seat in Congress. To no avail, she continued making offensive anti-Israel and anti-Semitic statements. In February, Omar tweeted, "It's all about the Benjamin's baby," suggesting, falsely, that a pro-Israel group, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, bribed members of Congress to support Israel. The implication was that Jews were using money to control Congress. Omar apologized for that tweet, but went on, a few weeks later, to claim that pro-Israel members of Congress owed allegiance to a foreign country. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, a fellow Democrat, called her statement a vile anti-Semitic slur, but she refused to apologize. Omar refused to express regret for her past off-color statements during an interview with CBS This Morning Wednesday. "Oftentimes there are things that you might say that would not hold weight for you. But to someone else, right, the way we hear and consume information is very different from how the next person might be. Nothing I said was meant for that purpose," she said. When asked if she regretted any of those remarks, she said, "I do not, only apologizing for how her words made people feel but not the remarks themselves."